Hi, welcome to Gamercast, episode 123. Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul, and this is Gamercast episode 123, recorded on the 6th of July, 2008.
Ooh.
Oh no, and I've just been invited into this Humongo Portal Forums chat on MSN.
You have to tell them that we're recording Gamercast at this very moment.
Recording Gamercast, you noobs. Oh my god, maybe I should just quickly put the live thing on. So they can listen if they want. These are like old 12-year-olds. It's really just sad. They think I'm their friends or something. Right, let's just set this up quickly. Hopefully this will work.
Oh, you're going to crash it. Cancel it. They're not going to listen. They're too busy chatting to each other.
Okay, whatever. We won't bother doing that.
They just want everybody to know that we're talking to them. They don't want to say hi.
I ain't talking to any of you. I don't know who Billman is to this anonymous soul. That looks like you died. Stabber. Whoever that is, what a bunch of noobs.
Stabber.
There's that other bloke who keeps nagging me all the time to change his name. Yeah, whatever, noobs. Right, let's get on with the letters. We had one letter this week from Mr. Bobman.
Bobman. Welcome.
Okay, he says, regarding BlackBerry, yes, it does interface with Exchange, but as you said, it still needs a BlackBerry Enterprise services, which is free to one license if you own a BlackBerry. Personally, I prefer having a whole QWERTY keyboard, but I prefer having a button as opposed to a finger. Fingerprint, magnet, touchscreen, iPhone, bar. Great show. Nice one with sound. Just got to sort that crackle. Well, sound-wise, we're back on the desktop PC, but now we're going to process it like hell to try and get rid of the background noise.
We are limited by the mic and surrounding sounds and quality.
Yeah,
and
well,
stuff
the thing
like.
Is... We can use the tablet, and for some reason it wants to crackle. Or we can use the internal microphones, but then you can hear the hard drive inside the tablet.
Thing is that we are recording off a clip mic. It should be clipped to your jacket,
yeah,
and
exactly.
The volume
we have
be
to
turned
boost
down.
We have to boost the volume. If we could have headsets, but then, you know, if we had somebody else like Chris, you know, we'd be screwed that way. So
yeah,
what we need is a flipping studio with some quiet computers, not my Uber gaming machine, which...
Oh no, what we need is we want computers, but we want them in another room and then cable them down into a sound recording room with just a monitor so that the computers are outside. There you go.
Now, that old junk card couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I can only run Exchange Server.
But that's what we did at university. We had sound recording, and fair enough, the best thing to recording sound on was an Apple Mac Pro. And we had an Apple Mac Pro.
What are you talking about, bitch?
Listen, so they had Apple Mac Pro with all the sound equipment plugged in, but it was all running off.
Do you have sound recorder on Mac?
I can't remember what it was. It was like a professional.
No, you don't have it. You suck.
So
no, I don't mean the new Windows Vista one. I mean the original one with the funky green line.
So it had like proper microphone with that weird thing over the front. It's very cool.
Yeah, well, you know what? I rule. Look at all these noobs talking away. They're a bunch of noobs.
No, but my point is, the microphone and all the equipment was in one room, in a soundproof room, and the actual computer...
You just need a quiet computer.
Glass.
My Epic Game
Perspex,
Machine...
Perspex, man. Perspex. We need to get some Perspex.
My Epic Game... Perspex window. My Epic Gaming Machine isn't, you know, it's not really, you know, supposed to be quiet. It's,
It's gotta be...
Mainly, it's about performance. Although it is quiet, but when it gets hot... The fan, the graphics card spins up, and that's what the noise you can hear is at the moment.
Yeah.
That's the graphics card. What I should do is get like an Epic computer with no. Well, yeah, here we go. Somebody give me a couple hundred quid, and I'll get a computer, which I'll just use for the show to record the show. It'll be modest specs, you know, just enough to do it, but it will be completely fanless. And hopefully the flipping microphone will work for it. And give me 50 quid for a microphone as well.
I wonder if you could make a computer.
We should get one of those, you know, the proper condenser microphones.
What you need is make them take all the casing off the cage and put some sort of material on it that lets the temperature cool it down, but the dust can't get in through the material. Yeah, but then, so like a soft case instead of a hard case.
Yeah, what, for my computer?
Yeah, not for your computer, for the one for recording.
Well, no, that'd be really cool. Just have no fans in it, just have big heat sinks.
Yeah, but I meant for keeping it cool.
Or like a jumbo fan, like yay big, spinning at like 10 RPM or something.
But if it wasn't having a casing, you could let the air just cool it down.
My 10 RPM fan.
It's just done one revolution.
It hasn't even done one yet, it's only halfway round. Right, anyway. What are these noobs up to now? Right, whatever. So yeah, that's cool. We're gonna the crackle will be sorted in this show, but hopefully our voices won't be too drainy, and hopefully the background noise won't be too much. He also says, also don't forget to mention the next Call of Duty, to say it like an American, since this is Bob Mann who sponsored our very first like sponsored show.
Duty.
For free. Anyway, next Call of Duty World at War. It is due for release already. You want? Yes, I know. Usually love. Whoa, he needs some full stops in there. It's due for release already. What does that even mean? So what? It's already out or what?
No, they've already turned around and said that it's got a release date and it's nearly ready for release date.
So he means it's got a release already.
Right. And it's close and it's only just been announced.
I know I usually love FPSs, but seriously, this is just COD 4 with new maps. I bet you it will have some level where you sit around fighting enemies and defending an important thing. Several stealth levels where you have to haul some guy's ass around. And COD 4 equals an epic failure. So I take it this guy doesn't like Call of Duty 4.
Well,
meh. It's downstairs. It's been down there 7 months. I ain't played it.
I played the first level. I did the training. Then I slightly did the first level. And I was kind of like, yes, I do agree with everybody. This game is rubbish. Then you go on to multiplayer. And like, oh my god, this stuff's like crack cocaine. It's a very addictive game on multiplayer. And I really do like playing.
This isn't the place for flipping selling your wares, alright?
Yeah, sorry. Don't buy...
Not with all these noobs in the chat room.
Don't buy WoW.
Why don't we just use MSN for the chat room all along? I want to do live again. It'll be really crap quality, but whatever. Because we could do, you know, with Windows Media Voice, we could do, say, an 8 kilobit stream, and then we can have, you know, maybe two people listen. Right. So that's our letters done this week. Thank you, Mr. Bobman, again. Look, it's all Bobman.
Bobman.
Where's that Windsor bloke gone? And where's Darth Ura?
Darth
And what Ura. What about Kitty Pants Mafia? And what about that D-Comp bloke? Whatever happened to D-Comp?
Yeah, we want to hear some more.
And D-back. That Obi-Wan. And
Obi-Wan
and some other bloke.
Snake.
What? We've never had one from Snake, have we? What are you talking about?
Sorry, I've been playing Metal Gear Solid before I came here.
Oh, that's why you're nuts, right?
Okay. Yeah, I completed it a little while ago and I've started playing it again. I'm trying to get the stealth cam up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you'll be pleased to know that Dinadal only needs an epic necklace and two trinkets to be completely epic now.
Epic.
Yep, he's got his boots and his belt now. And he's also respect to Beastmaster.
Because
I'm doing so many arenas now, I'm doing 41-20 for Beastmaster and Marksman. It makes me a lot more durable if a rogue or a warrior gets in close range, so that's good. Because we're looking to have a 15-50 rating so we can get some Season 4 gear. Other than the gloves, which we've already got.
Oh, so this is your...
Oh man, I've got emails.
Your 2-on-2 team with Chris.
Yeah, with Dragonstar.
Dragonstar. He left the guild, didn't he?
Oh, he's back now. He came crawling back.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris.
On his belly.
You baby.
Like a wimp. Right, news. Bit of World of Warcraft news. Lich King beta.
Did you see how well I segmented that from talking about my WoW character to talking about this new World of Warcraft news item?
Very well done.
I am so epic, it's just really unbelievable.
You pressed the button quicker.
I had to change focus. I had to change which window was in focus. Then it had to move to the right tab. So I'm really sorry if my rim shot was a little slow. My apologies.
You want to get it off in a separate window and put it in the bottom right corner.
Yeah, good idea. Let's grab that.
See, that's how you do it.
Well, screw that. You should just put it into a like one of the gadgets.
Yeah, you want to. There you go. That's a
job for me to do later on.
Yeah.
Put rim shotgun. In a gadget. Looks a bit big. Oh, what a stupid website.
You just got to scroll up the window, haven't you?
Stupid website. Yeah, but I shouldn't have to scroll.
There you go. Big red button for you to press.
I still have to click twice. Okay, maybe I don't. Well, that's funny. What about now? Nope, it doesn't need focus in the window to do it. Okay, right, cool.
Right, can we go
back? What are these noobs talking about? Sup, noobs?
Right, so yeah.
You're talking about Wrath of the Lich, dude?
Yep, they did.
Oh, dude, you didn't tell me the name right.
Wrath of the Lich King.
Wraith. Wrath.
Wrath. World of Warcraft, Wrath of the Lich King expansion pack. They've announced the beta. Again, there will be this thing where you'll be able to...
Yeah, whatever. My noobs on Portal forums have already had the beta. They have, like, screenshots of, like... Knight of Bane saying, "Sup, PF?" in, like, the new lands and stuff.
Sorry. But instead of the other one where you were invited...
I'm sure he uses his hacks.
His hacks. This one, you can just subscribe to it, and then it's not necessarily saying... You're basically saying you want to join, but it doesn't guarantee you a place. You will just get picked out of a hat, sort of thing. But yeah, a lot of people are more excited by not for the fact that you can play the beta, but the fact that the beta's here. We're one step closer to for release, which is good, because everyone's been going beta so much.
Don't release it yet! I don't want all my epic gear noobified. I don't want to have, like, my season 4 epic gears be noobed by level 71 greens. No, I'll kill you, Blizzard.
Well, your epic gear should at least keep you up to a release round.
Oh, shut up. They should give me a free upgrade to equivalent level 80 gear.
Up to 75.
Well, it will last me until 80. Because I can get rid of my epic gears.
Yeah.
Especially because I've got the season 1 shoulders. Deliberately, because the season 2 shoulders look shit. And the season 3 shoulders, which I need a rating for anyway, have a googly eye which move around on them. And it's like, ugh. I'll keep my season 1 with the green glowing shit, thanks.
Googly eyes.
Yeah, it's really freaky. You don't see many hunters with them. But of course, because they made the season 2 gear available to buy with honor point now, every noob has the season 2 shoulders. And they're those stupid things with lightning coming off, and it just looks ridiculous. I'm not having them. But the beauty is, you see one of those noobs with those shoulders on, and the rest of their gear is green, and they die in 2 hits. And they see me and say, "Oh my god, that's a noob, he's only got the season 1 shoulders." Then they realise I'm fully epic'd out and they just die. In your face, noobs.
But so a little bit closer on some more.
Yeah, if you read my blog lately, you see lots of funny WoW videos. This is going to segment really well into our next bit of the show. Kind of. Where we're now going to talk about something else because I mentioned my blog. So you know that... Viacom sued Google to get access to YouTube's history so they know who pirated their crappy shows.
Really? I knew someone was on about this.
Every video you've ever watched on YouTube now is known by Viacom.
Right, because I know that before they were going on at YouTube themselves about the whole, you know, shouldn't be allowing people to put shows on.
You shouldn't
on.
Be wearing that up.
Where they turned around and said, well, they're not. They're just putting on a segment of the show. But what they were doing is putting a segment on, call it part one. Then they put another 10 minutes, call it part two.
The stupid 10 minute limit of YouTube is so annoying.
So you'd have to watch
it. That's why I use things like Rever.
But yeah, someone said that they were pushing the whole, you know, legality of it. So really, they've gone into it and saying, right, we want the history and we want to... What, they're going after the people that have put this on?
I assume that's why. Get their IP address, what they've uploaded and viewed and everything. If they've uploaded any of Viacom's property, intellectual property, you know.
And once one starts, they'll all start doing it, and then they'll say, they'll probably run off the idea that they'll get in contact with the person saying, you have uploaded this, can you please take it off?
Well, no, YouTube would have taken it off anyway.
Yeah, YouTube would have taken it off, and you
the number of views would be known, and then they would say, hang on, you just cost us 100,000 DVD sales, look out. Right, so yeah, what I've done basically to, like, annoy the people of Viacom is I've given a few suggestions about videos you can watch just to fill up your history, so, you know, just to spam it so they think you're watching really lame shit like my funny World of Warcraft videos. So on my blog, thismurnoff.net/blog, link on gamercast.net, I've got some suggestions of videos you can just, like, watch. They're funny WoW videos. We've got the Leroy Jenkins one, obviously, because that is epic.
It's a lot better than we usually do.
Alright, chums up.
Ready, guys?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Oh my god, he just ran in.
Save him!
Oh gee, stick and clean!
Oh gee.
So that's cool. We've got Christmas time and dungeon search, whatever. Just spam your history with like 1,000 videos. So Viacom are like, oh my god, this guy is nuts. He watches Barbie. No, I don't have any links to Barbie, but I do have links to the hamster dance. Which is the Rise of the Dragonstar Guild's official battle music for the Altric Valley. Every time we have this music playing, we never lose.
Yeah, because everyone else is like, quick, find the volume, find the volume.
Here we go.
Okay, let's get rid of that.
Yep, melting my brain.
Yeah, well, it... There we go, right. So that segments quite well into what Viacom have been up to.
Yep.
So yeah, on my blog, if you want to leave any other weird, funny videos or anything to fill up whatever you've been watching history-wise, feel free to do that. Also on the DRM, sending people threatening letter front, Virgin have been sending out like 800 letters a month to people for warezing stuff on BitTorrent.
Well, their wares.
Well, yeah, that's what really bothers me about this. You know, people say, why does it matter if a technology company isn't doing it? Why is Virgin mad at blah blah blah? Virgin sell music, and isn't it funny how Virgin are now the ones like sending threatening letters to everyone?
Yeah.
Well, basically what this is the Virgin have some sort of agreement with the BMI or BP, whatever it is, I don't know, BMI, BPI, the British, you know, music phonographic industry.
Mm.
You know, their little committee that gets together. So yeah, basically. BMI, whatever, I don't know. The music people, I should really have had it looked up on the screen. The music people have been saying to Virgin, hey, look, this IP address was caught uploading or downloading, whatever. You know, Virgin give them the stuff, and then they both sent like a joint letter to them. This is illegal, blah, 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 blah. Please do not do this anymore, blah, 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 blah. And they sent like hundreds of these letters out.
Okay.
So it's like, oh my god, who cares? You know, maybe if, you know, CDs were actually didn't have all the dodgy copy protection on them, which many CDs do, get rid of that. Forget that. Scrap CDs altogether. Give me DVD audio discs with 24-bit audio quality, you know, 192 kilo whatever, you know. And yeah, I would buy that and make it £5 an album. I would actually have a music collection instead of like CDs from 10 years ago.
Yeah,
like, I'm just okay computer. Hey, look, my demo has finished. Cool. I'm not going to install it now.
But yeah, we'll get into what you just downloaded in a second. But first, some more news from.
So yeah, Virgin Media customers.
Okay. Yeah.
I would strongly consider thinking about a better provider.
Yeah. Don't start.
Providers torrenting. Who don't send you threatening letters.
Yeah. So it's people who have them as a provider getting. Yeah. On the torrenting, no one else.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're a heavy BitTorrent user on any ISP, they're going to come after you. They're going to say, hey, look, you, BT, we saw this user upload 1,000 songs, you know, and then they'll send you a letter directly or sue you directly or whatever. Mm. But this is like a joint arrangement where the BPI, BMI, music people can literally just blast thousands of people with letters.
They realize they had the ability to see what you're BitTorrenting.
Well, of course, they just look at the peer list and they can see your IP address.
Ah.
For the torrent.
So they're looking at torrents and seeing who's downloading them, not looking at you and seeing what torrents you download.
They can only see what you're actively doing. So if you're connected to a tracker, they can just look at the peer list and see all the IP addresses connected with that torrent. And the thing is, because it's BitTorrent, you upload and download at the same time. So everyone's guilty of uploading at least a bit of a song. And that is, I think, the key legal advantage, because a lot of normal people don't wait to upload an equivalent amount of data back to other people. So, you know, you only upload a bit of the song. And plus the fact that in many cases it's only 128 kilobit or 192 kilobit MP3. It's only like a tenth of the data of the song anyway from what you buy on the CD. So I mean, MP3s and AAC and lossy WMA, they sound shit. Which is why my whole music collection is in lossless, and which is why I only buy music on CD.
See, the big problem is that...
Speaking of all this, Napster have now gone DRM-free, and yeah. So has... Well, they went DRM-free a while back, and who's the new one? Real, their Rhapsody service is now DRM-free, apart from for subscriptions, because obviously... If the subscription was DRM free, you could download everything, and then there'd be no way to turn it off.
Yeah.
But I think Amazon's the most obvious choice for buying music. If you want an MP3, it crap quality instead of just buying the CD. Buy the CD, dude. It's much better.
Yeah, exactly. I'd like to have it. Can I get onto this next one?
No. Viacom get YouTube histories. YouTube. I'll just type this in. YouTube user histories. Stories and other DRM stuff. No, another. Oh, whatever. I'll just leave it there. Oh, Virgin Media as well. Virgin Media send people nasty letters.
Virgin Media send people nasty letters. You're nasty. Yay. Next on the news, Blizzard have released.
Speaking of buying things.
Am I
going
to be able to say this?
Speaking of buying things on the interwebs, Blizzard have released a new store. Have opened a store, shall I say.
A new store. It's a new version of their store that was up there originally. People are like, well, whoa, why?
Whoa, man. This is so much like wow, whoa, wow.
But
I can buy wow. It's slow. This needs to be touch.
Touch.
Punch.
Reason why was because with the old store, you just bought something. That was it. It wasn't a very good shopping website because of... no history, no keeping your accounts and all things like that. So they've changed a lot more onto it. Changed the interface so you'd be able to segregate between looking at World Warcraft, Diablo and StarCraft.
Diablo 3!
Oh yes. But the cool thing is they have added some extra things on
there. Hey, look, here's my Epic SIM card.
So
it is Epic. It does not support 3G.
Some new... baseball caps. They've got a Quest baseball cap. It's a blue baseball.
Adam, how old are you?
It's a blue baseball cap, but it's got the yellow apostrophe to say that you've got a Quest or someone.
Oh my god!
And they've got Alliance t-shirts and Horde t-shirts.
The Horde
and Burning Crusade t-shirts. And there's some really, really nice mouse mats because I've got a limited edition Burning Crusade mouse mat that's got the.
I've got a plain mouse mat with a nice texture on it, which is upside down.
Yeah,
but whatever.
Mine's the map of Outland on it. But they got some real nice mouse maps on there and some other bits and bobs. Not amazingly great, you know, but if you're wanting to buy something, at least now it's a little more user friendly than before. So that's pretty cool.
Oh man, somebody in the chat room said, Paul, did you tell Gamercast I said sup? And then somebody else says, Bunny the Lifeguard says, tell Gamercast I said TF2 sucks. And then ABSCIDO whatever that is says Portal greater than TF2 greater than Half-Life. I'm not going to read that line.
Yeah, that's just abusive.
Then some dude says fucking Counter-Strike surf, whatever that means. Is this a new mod for Counter-Strike?
I'm surfing.
Mod of a mod?
Surf
mod.
Surf's up. Hang 10.
God. Oh my god. Oh my god. I have to show you something really funny. Is this a good place to do it? Because it might take me 2 seconds to find it.
Yeah.
Or can you talk a bit more about your store?
No,
I saw something. It was speed like the surfing with guns reminded me of this.
Okay. Surfing with guns.
Let me see if I can find it. There we go. Chinese police prepare for the Olympics.
Yes, I've seen this. Yeah. Basically, if anybody has seen. Right, best way to describe it, the only thing I can think of is Iron Man. If anyone's seen the new Iron Man movie, there's a part where the guy with the bald head and the beard, who's the right-hand man of Tony Stark, turns up on the plant where this two-wheel buggy thing that you drive around on that keeps upright. If anybody knows what I'm on about, it's these weird buggy things.
It's what are they called?
I can't remember. But jumping onto something similar before we talk about this... there is a guy who's hired to drive around Yeovil where we're recording
Segway
this.
Things or something, aren't they?
And he rides around our town Yeovil on one of these, and he has a flashing light on his helmet, and he chases around youths who are up to no good, and he can do citizen arrest on them, and the police can take him away. But we just saw loads of youths running for it, and he came zipping past at a hell of a speed. Those things can cover ground really fast. If you're trying to take someone down who's running, you can catch up with them quite well, and you can, via, you know, their...
How much and where?
I know, I really want one. It seems so cool, although I'm really...
Are we talking 50 quid at Tesco?
No, you're probably talking maybe 200 quid or something like that.
I'd imagine they're a bit more than 200. Because they're, you know, I don't know.
But yeah, I've seen this picture before as well. But yeah, the police, well, they're more like SWAT, are all armed on these
like,
things.
You know,
and they're they're driving them in squatted, and then just peering off.
Getting
them.
Ready to shoot. Mobile yeah. weapon platform. Yeah, instead of having sentry guns, they just have some guy on two wheels with a gun.
That's the thing, though. They can just shoot. And for the first time, it means you actually... Yeah, because it's Chinese SWAT, it is. But that means that one of the few things that you cannot do and you should not do if you're professionally trained in...
Flamethrowers. Epic.
Yeah, one thing you should never do is shoot and run at the same time because your bullets could end up anywhere, which means you can hit civilians. But if you're moving along like
yeah,
that...
Yeah, stable platform.
Stable
man.
Platform. You can just fire a couple of three shots into someone, back to someone's car while they're running away. No chance in hell.
Epic. We need those for Gimmercast.
Get around.
Yeah, okay. If whoever manufactured them want to give us some so we can review them...
And we'll do videos on them. We'll record Gamercast on those.
We'll record an episode on them driving around. How's that?
That would be cool. That would be cool.
Damn, we just set out 21. Right. Let's talk about a bit more of stuff that happened recently. I was going to mention this on last week's show, but I forgot. So, Xbox 360 people... Or less people who haven't had an Xbox fail, but people who've had an Xbox fail, like...
Me.
Adam.
On my fifth one.
Fifth? You're kidding.
Yeah, I'm on my fifth Xbox.
I'm on my first.
Yeah.
I want it to die so I can get HDMI. Yeah, let's go make a t-shirt. I want mine to die so I can get HDMI.
And you want
I'm a poet and I didn't know it.
And you want the picture of the Xbox with the three red lights.
Please die. I want
Please die so I can get HDMI.
Yeah, anyway, so you know if you download like arcade games and stuff from the Xbox Live Arcade,
yeah.
They're tied to that console. So they're locked to that console. So you can play them on that console offline. Any user can play them on that console offline. But if you go to a different Xbox, you need to be logged into Xbox Live to be able to play them.
Yes.
Because that it checks the authorization like that. Now, once a year... you can basically shift all the DRM rights to another machine and then play them on another machine offline with any user.
Well, that's cool because I've still got I own two copies of Gene Storm, whatever, what's it called?
Gene Storm?
No.
Is this an advert for Levi's coming out?
Something Wars.
Epic War.
No, the one that you always...
Geometry Wars.
Geometry Wars, thank you. I couldn't get my head around it. I've got two copies of Geometry Wars. I've got one that's completely unlocked, but it's on my memory card, and it will only stay on the memory card, so the memory card has to be in for it to work. And the other one is off my Super Gojin account.
Super Gojin.
Which I don't
for
use.
For the win.
Which I don't use anymore, which means if I want to play that, I have to log out of Ultra Mega Monkey and go into Super Gojin just to play that game.
Yeah, well now you can sort that.
So I can actually have it Geometry Wars back.
Yep. If you go to a website, I think it is, let's just have a look, xbox.com/DRM. DRM. Yep, that's going somewhere. That redirects you to support/DRM. And blah, blah, blah. Start license transfer now. So you need a PC to be able to do this.
Okay.
Which you've got. It's asking me to sign in. So you can only do this once a year, so they don't just let you do it every 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
This better not transfer my stuff off. Nurse! Okay, so it says I've got 192 game licenses on my current Xbox. It shows me my current ID.
Yeah, I wouldn't push any further, otherwise it might...
Next! When you're ready, click next. If signed in on your console, you'll be disconnected.
cool.
So yeah, I'm not sure how it works, but because I'm not going to. Oh, let's look at the FAQ really quickly, see if it says how it works. Due to licensing restrictions, movie rentals aren't transferred, but they're only on there for like a few days anyway. So
yeah.
I finished the process on Xbox.com now. So yeah, once you finish it on Xbox.com, you have to go to your Xbox and then re-download any games. But if they're already on the machine, it'll be like, you know, 2 second, and that's it.
Mm.
So that's cool.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Anything with my new one, it's always been on the Elite that I've got, and I have never, I actually haven't bought anything from the Elite yet. But with the other one, I think the only one I did buy was Geometry Wars. So it'd be good to be able to get that across.
Yeah, because now you can play it offline.
And does it work for game content as well?
What do you mean game content? Oh yeah, it works for anything.
Because I've got...
pictures to all.
Before I had all my stuff stolen, I had the limited edition version of Forza. So I had to download the card for the extra cards. But that code has been... So all those cards are linked. So you only get the cards if you logged in as Super Gojin. So I can only get them if I play my copy of Forza with Super Gojin, not Ultra.
I assume it will transfer everything, because on the page there it said I had 192 licenses. So that isn't just the games on Live Arcade, surely. That's got to be other stuff.
I'll have to have a look, because if it only comes with one, then it means it is just arcade. But if it comes up with a couple, then it does mean that. Which would be cool, because it means I get some of those nice cars back that I used to have.
Cool, right.
Okay, moving swiftly along.
So on Friday, Sins of the Solar Empire was released.
This is what we just finished downloading. Yeah, so
the demo finished downloading.
Yeah, no,
let's be clear. This is a demo version.
We were
downloaded
just,
from FileFront legally.
Yeah, we were just talking about it, and Paul was like, "Well, he was telling me that it was a turn-based game, and then when we looked at the artwork, it said real-time strategy.
The box it said real-time strategy. Yeah.
So
the thing is, when I read the back of the box, it said you always want to play one more turn. And then on the front, it's real time. It's like, what? So yeah, I think this is like a combination of Homeworld with Masters of Orion.
Mm.
Remember Masters of Orion?
Roughly, yeah.
Civ in Space wasn't very good. Well, number 3 wasn't very good. The other ones were good for their time. So this looks to be a sort of combination. It seems to have way more ships than Homeworld in. And there seems to be like this weird storyline about some company or something. But I don't know, I'll check out the demo. Shall I install it now?
Nah, because otherwise we'd have got to sit there and get my intro to the recording.
So, I've got backups. Kind of. Yeah, man, if it nukes my computer, don't worry, we've got more computer.
It's something to look forward to for next week.
Yeah, so I'll install that when Adam leaves.
Okay.
Which is why the show might be late being posted up. Because I'm going to play that before posting the show. I don't know, whatever. It would be really quicker to do the show this week, because I have to transfer it from there to here.
Yeah.
Because it's like a 400 meg file when I transfer the wave across. Okay, let's hand it over to Adam, who's now going to talk about...
Demos.
Demos. He's so rich, he downloaded some demos.
Yeah, some old and one new.
Some old and some new.
First one. Thank you, Paul. Lego Indiana Jones on Xbox 360. I mentioned this last week, but I hadn't had a chance to have a go. Managed to have a quick go on it. I must admit, at first, it felt a bit weird because I'm so used to playing Lego Star Wars and Lego Star Wars 2. Just the fact I was used to having a laser gun or at least a lightsaber. But this one is slightly different in the gameplay. And then once you get used to that, you start finding that it is very quirky and very much a Lego game. The fact that Indy has just got punches and his whip, but enemies that are doing stuff like someone's throwing like a spear, it looks like a classic Lego spear that any knight or bad guy would have.
Yes.
Once you've killed him, or blasted him into blocks, you can pick up that weapon and use it for a short period of time. With a spear, you can like throw it. Crossbows, you can use it for until the ammo runs out, sort of thing. So it's definitely changed a lot more in the gameplay style compared to Lego Star Wars. Still got the ability to be on
bow before my season 4 gauntlets.
Thanks, Paul.
The best gloves in the world.
Yeah, they do look pretty cool.
They look shit, but they're the best gloves in the world.
Oh, I quite like them. But anyway, yeah, so...
my level 3 priest.
You do have the advantage of being able to play through the level again like the other ones and choose whichever characters you want. I must admit, at first I was kind of like disappointed because the characters aren't that great, because the best one is Indiana Jones. So you are limited by the whole wow, but you have to be an indie fan to kind of enjoy it. It's like playing Star Wars. There were some characters on there were pretty lame, and it was cool just to play as a Jedi and Stormtroopers. So I don't know, I can't see this being better than Star Wars, but some of the elements of what I played on it so far were a lot different because of the fact you could build up a piece of Lego and then you could carry it and drop it somewhere else. So it was a lot different compared to the other one. But yeah, I must admit, I think I might actually get it now, but I'm still tempted just to get the Lego Star Wars Saga for the extra content.
Oh, Rinez.
But yeah, I must admit, still, I would only pay full price if I was bored with this. To be honest, I think I probably would go ahead and wait for it to come down in price before I pick up a copy. I'm still going to buy it on Xbox compared to playing it on PS3 just for the fact that I can play with my friends online. But yeah, no, it looked cool. I'm not disappointed from what I was expecting for an Indiana Jones game. Although, once playing it, I was kind of like, yeah, I can't wait for LucasArts to bring out the new game, which is based in the Unleashed engine.
Unleashed?
Yeah, Star Wars Unleashed. They're using the same engine for the new Indiana Jones.
Oh, is that the one they're using for the funky one with they're chucking people around with the Force?
Yeah. So when you, so when you're picking up stormtroopers, they grab hold of the nearest thing next to him and pull that up with him. Even if it's another bloke, he's trying to shoot you, and all of a sudden he gets picked up by some guy you're picking up with the Force, sort of thing, which is quite cool. But yeah, I'm quite impressed with it. Graphically, it's still the same. It still looks all Lego-y. Didn't see whether or not there's any moving vehicles in there. I haven't looked too much into it. I must admit, one of the main reasons was I knew that if I saw how cool it was, I'd probably go out and buy it. I haven't had the money lately, especially after buying a PlayStation.
Why are there so many low-level Night Elves in Stormwind?
Don't know. Maybe they're kind of congregating there.
Go back to Darnassus.
But, yeah, no, that was quite cool. Now that I've got a PS3, I've been playing along with that. Managed to have a go at linking up the PSP to the PS3 so I can actually watch videos and listen to music on my PSP from PS3, which was very cool. I did like that. I also do like the fact that me having content as like DVDs and footage like that, I normally can put them into DivX so that I can have them on my hard drive so I can watch them on my computer. The cool thing about that is you can take a DVD you've got, rip it into DivX.
My god, there's a guild here called the Assassin's Creed.
That's just bad. That is just really bad.
Shall I challenge these people to a duel?
Maybe.
Sup, noobs. Sup. I'm dim down. Sup. Don't mind me. Carry on.
But, I lost where I was now. It's because you're talking to people.
Stop watching me and get on with this.
Yeah, so... I'm quite impressed with that. I was expecting it to look really crappy, but there you go. You log it all in, finally get it working, and your PSP is looking at your PS3 screen, and it does look pretty cool.
There's a level 1 human paladin there with their gear off.
And she's being naked, and she's shaking everything. Look at her. She's shaking her wobbly bits. That's just wrong. As long as that gnome doesn't join in, I won't get it.
No, that gnome won't. That gnome's level 2.
Yeah.
They're more responsible.
Yes. Very responsible.
Ooh, I can sell my junk while I'm here.
But, I also started having a go with a lot of the demos. Now, one demo that downloaded, and I was forced not to download it because I was told it was crap, but I thought, I want to see this for myself, and that is Haze, done by Free Radical, who have done...
Haze, who did Time Splitters?
No, it's Free Radical, who did Time Splitters, who created Haze, and also Ubisoft.
What did you say then? Because I thought you said they were done by Free Radical.
Yes, they're done by Haze is done by Free Radical, mm-hmm. who did Time Splitters, but it's a joint venture with Ubisoft, who did Splinter Cell.
That's what I said, isn't it? No, Free Radical did Time Splitters.
No, you said Haze did Time Splitters.
Did I? How that serves me right for buttoning in. Yeah. But I'm still sure you're completely wrong. Right. Let's challenge this noob to a level 9 warlock. What a nub.
So,
had to die, noob.
Yeah, so had to go on that, and you had this whole thing with nectar. We met with Tell and Paul about it, and you have to,
God, the nectar,
you have to inject yourself with nectar.
Like a bumblebee.
And you can see them, and supposedly this whole entire system was going to allow you to OD on nectar.
Yeah,
you'd have to get just the right amount of level to get different abilities and stuff, and it just did not seem to perform what. It didn't say what they said it was going to do, and I had a go on it, and all you could do is see people. You run a bit faster, you're a little bit stronger. I never got close enough to do any melee attacks to prove it. Shot them, if they took too much, I ended up spazzing out, spinning all over the place, and I would just automatically shoot anybody who came in my vision, including all my teammates. And if I got it just the right level, I just run a smidge bit faster, and all my enemies would glow in the dark, and then I'd run out, and I was just kind of like, well, this is just a normal first-person shooter. Once you wear all this off, it's kind of like, do I really want to continue playing this? No. So,
good, despite some level 70s turning up, I'm still the most powerful player here.
I'm,
ooh, I've been challenged to a duel. Let's do this. Who is it? Who's challenging you to a duel?
Yeah.
It must be this guy. Right. Ow. Don't worry, he's level 9.
He's tempting you.
Right, let's do this. Come on, come closer. I'm going to freeze you, you little bastard.
Right, sorry. Okay, I'm talking because...
How much damage does that do?
Not much.
Well, I want to drain his mana, not do any damage. Oh, his mana's already gone. What a joke.
So, disappointed with Haze. That was a quick install.
Come on then, Fred. Take that guy out.
Had I got a Heavenly Sword. Don't know if I would buy this unless I had, you know, spare 15 quid and it was cheap. Looks quite good. Demo's really short, a bit disappointed with that. Combos is very good, third person hack and slash combo game. Animation on it is superb with the flow in between three styles of the weapon. You basically have these two large weird ended swords and you fight with one sword in each hand, and then another combo you click them together to make this epic long sword.
Epic?
Yeah, it's epic.
You said my middle name.
And that is a slower weapon, but you can really knock people flying. Or you attach a chain and you start spinning them like nunchucks, which means you can take out more people at once and you keep them moving. And you can flow between these with doing different combo buttons, as well as the fact that the game takes over the gameplay and allows you to do button bashes and quick actions. So there's this bit where she's running down this giant piece of rope and someone chops the rope, so you push a button quick enough and she'll do a backflip onto the next rope and then carries on, and then she's losing her balance, so it requires you to button bash X to run a bit faster. And it's just this little bit of action sequence just to get you to this platform, and then you jump into the hack and slash, swinging this big sword around and stuff. My mate was very impressed with it, and I must admit I am as well, but it's not anything that's top tier enough to make me go out and want to spend $39.99 on this game.
So not fan of Heavenly Sword.
I will go purchase it when I've got spare money and it's cheap, but until then it's not something that's blowing.
What do you mean by cheap? Tenner?
Tenner up to maybe 15 quid. $14.99, I might buy it if I've got nothing better to do. But it's not a top tier game as far as I'm concerned that I want to go spend my money on. The next one, which if you could quickly go back to the notes for a second.
My apologies.
Never remember what it's
Uncharted
called.
Uncharted Drake's Fortune.
Yeah. Mate described this to me saying that it was pretty much like a male...
No. Oh my god, there's a newbie hunter here. Oh my god, what a noob.
A male Indiana Jones stroke with...
Oh my god, he's got the Demon Stalker gear. What a no.
What'd you call it?
Oh my god, look at this.
Who's the guy from Face Off?
Actually, this guy's quite well geared.
Oh, I cannot remember. It's Nicolas Cage, thank you. The film Nicolas Cage, the Disney film where he's trying to find all that stuff. A National Treasure. I can never remember anything today, my brain's fried. Yeah, so he says it's kind of like National Treasure meets Tomb Raider. Had a go on it. One thing that's really good with this is the water engine. If you walk through water and you say it only comes up over to your shin, so as you're walking out, you can see that everything from your shins downwards is actually wet and the material on your body changes to the point where you can actually get completely drenched and you're playing the game and your clothes will be wet and slowly they'll start to dry more and more. And as you go near a waterfall, your arm will get wet and stuff like that. So it kind of gives it a real connection with the environment. There's this really nice bit of the fact that you can use the circle button, which is like a dodge. And as soon as you push it, he will just find the nearest piece of cover and hide behind it. So then you're always dodging in and out of cover and shooting. He's pretty much just got this pistol and a holster, and then any gun he gets, he slings over his shoulder, and you can have two weapons, a reload button, and grenades, and that's what he uses the D-pad for.
My god, that level 9 mage just got pwned by that level 8 hunter, and the level 8 hunter wasn't even firing.
But, no, I was quite impressed. This one, I'm actually intrigued to try and see if it's probably out cheaper now, and I'm very tempted to go buy this one. This one's got my interest, even though I must admit a lot of people have said that Metal Gear 4 is pretty much the best looking game on a PS3.
Hang on a minute. Metal Gear Solid, I've had this two or three people today brought it back saying it was rubbish.
Yeah, they're not hardcore fans, and they probably
So they're not hardcore fans if they didn't like it, right?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
They're stupid if they don't like it, because...
Whoa, man, you try telling them that.
They probably haven't played it for long enough to actually get far enough into the game where it gets good. Because it just gets better and better. Every single point it gets better and better. To the point, I've actually started playing it again today. I was trying to do two birds with one stone.
Oh my god, that dude's under attack.
But it is really hard to not be seen and not kill anyone. So I've decided to go for killing everybody and not be seen. If I do that, I will get stealth camo at the end of it. If you don't kill anybody and you get to the end and you have been seen, you will get the bandana with infinity ammo. But if you can get up to a really high highs, like 400 Drevin points, you can 400,000 Drevin points, I think it is, you can actually buy these items. But I'm never ever going to get that high.
Yeah, I'm chasing a level 8 dwarf round. No,
he knows you can't kill him.
Why is he running away then?
I don't know.
That thing is mine, bitch. Come on, get the first shot. There you go. I help you.
But, yeah, quite impressed with that one. Also did Armored Core 4.
Ooh, Armored Core, new. Armored Core.
Yeah.
Have you talked about Drake's Fortune?
Yeah, talk about Drake's Fortune. Definitely want to get that. Armored Core 4. All I can say is...
Is that right? Just like that?
Yeah. I'm a big MechWarrior fan. I love giant robots. I probably played 2 minutes of this, and I probably won't ever play it again. Not my cup of tea. Not saying it's crap.
This, dude.
It's just not me at all. Don't like it. No, thank you. MechWarrior any day.
Yeah. How about another MechWarrior game? It's yes. Epic, dude. Epic.
Mech. See, that's the thing. What do you want? Do you want MechWarrior? That's what we need. We need a new Mech Warrior and a Mech Warrior Assault on the Xbox 360.
I'll have both, thank you.
So that would be great. So they love Mech Warrior Assault, and Mech Warrior was great. I love playing Mech Warrior 3. I wish I had Mech Warrior 4, but I never got hold of it. The computer wasn't fast enough to run it at the time. But yeah, I'm not impressed with that one. And another game, which I'm going to do a review on now.
Oh man!
Yep, I went and got hold of a copy of Warhawk.
Warhawk.
Yeah, this was the game that they were using to show
one
off.
Word or two words?
It's two words. To show off the six-axis controller.
The six-axis, whatever that means.
Where if you lean forwards, it goes down. You lean back, it goes. The nose comes up, and you can tilt left to the right to fly it. It's bloody hard to fly like that. You can
so
tell.
So why
it's
is it six-axis? Surely it's only two.
One, two,
no, that's
three,
one axis.
Four. I don't know. It might be that. It's also that as well. I don't know.
I think Sony need to look up what axis actually means.
There might be more in it, but they only use so much of it for each game. Like Metal Gear,
no,
you
dude,
only use
seriously,
the side ones.
All the things you just said were free.
One, two, three. Yeah.
Actually, all that's just one. Because it's all on the same axis. You're just moving the axis.
I don't know how it works. But anyway, it's called the Six Axis Controller. They've actually released...
My name's Ken Kuduraki. In 3D space, we move in 10 ways. I move 90 degrees to myself 9 times in 17 different directions. I'm Ken Kuduraki.
But yeah, Warhawk...
PS3 so powerful we have 4D games. Really, that's what they said. It would be 4D.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, what the what planet are you on? This isn't Vulcan here.
Warhawk,
well, hang on a minute. Vulcan, to be fair.
Should I shut up for a minute?
I shouldn't have said that about Vulcan. I apologise.
kind of carry on.
Vulcan exists in our universe, 100%. Carry on.
Right, Warhawk was released as near a full price game, but because it came with a Bluetooth headset.
Bluetooth.
Yes, but really, it is a very low tier game. It is just a play networks or online, very cheap. Shoot third person, shoot 'em up.
So really, it's just a demo. It's a demo for this technology they borrowed from the Wii.
Yeah. So.
And I should say half borrowed from the Wii.
But anyway, what good thing is they actually released it as a full game on the shop. So £20, download that. It's on the hard drive. I don't need to shove in a disc. I can just quickly just power it up. I must admit, it's a great game when Sarah's cooking, because basically, instead of having to go, ooh, change the disc or whatever, it's like, DVD, what we're going to watch while we're having dinner, load it in, power up Warhawk, log on to a server,
no, run around, drop my thing.
Fly around, blow up a few people. She says, ooh, dinner's ready, get the DVD ready. I push the PlayStation button in the middle, quick game, click on the DVD, power it up, and away you go.
Don't you think the text size on the PS3 dashboard is too small?
Not really, I can see it, but then I've got a 42-inch TV.
And you sit quite close to it anyway, don't you?
Ish. Not that far away.
Text is too small on the PS3, that's what I decided.
You can change the size of the text.
Can you? Where?
It's in the options, there's loads of options. I tried going through one more and I got lost. Which is quite cool, and there's a nice thing that I do like is...
And you know, you say that you can change the option. How the fuck can you change the option if you can't see the fucking writing?
Yeah, go up closer. But, one thing I did like about it was... You're so retarded.
10-foot UI. Hello, PlayStation. You know, the text is really the size you'd have on a computer monitor, like 2 foot in front of you. That's how bad it is in some places. It's ridiculous. Thank God.
But I did like the fact that there is a nice selection of options for all of peripherals. So, like, if you're putting in a keyboard and mouse, because for any of the options you would want to change on those sensitivity keyboard arrangements and stuff like that. Because my mate's got hold of a dongle, he shoves in his wireless dongle in the USB slot in the front, and he uses a wireless keyboard and mouse on his PS3 for playing Unreal Tournament 3, or whatever the last Unreal Tournament is. Is it Unreal Tournament 3 the last one that's just come out on Xbox?
Yes. I don't know what they call it free, but whatever. Yeah, what the hell do they call it free? What's the deal with that?
I don't know.
Is it 1, 2, 3, 4? It's 4 or 5.
Because it's Unreal, and then it's Unreal Tournament.
And that's probably because it's based off the Unreal Engine version 3.
Yeah.
No.
That was kind of tempting. That was like...
Get the 360 version. Better.
Yeah. More expensive, but...
Well, for online. Checkmate. Checkmate, Sony fanboy. Remember all the times when you said PlayStation 3 sucks? And now you've got one.
Yeah.
You must feel really, like, hypocritical inside.
No, because I always knew I was going to get one for the Blu-ray.
For the Blu-ray, what's
and
that?
And Metal Gear, I knew I had to.
How many Blu-ray films do you have?
One.
What's that?
I Am Legend.
Nice one.
I don't buy that many DVDs lately. I haven't bought one in ages.
See this? £70 HD DVD.
Blu-ray,
DVD, CD, DVD audio. You know, you name it.
Yeah, but I watch all my movies in the living room, not in my den.
Yeah, what if I want to watch a film up here? I need it up here.
Very true. But yeah, Warhawk, as far as I was concerned, was just a...
Just a pile of cheap crap.
It's a cheap buy. It, you know, the other one that I'm tempted to get is Tekken 5 Online.
I'm going
to
blow their minds with my funky thing.
Funky thing!
Yeah.
Funky! That's just weird. See, they're all going. They're all getting bloody excited about that. Let's see what you've done. You've stirred up the freaking chat room now.
Damn right, man. Don't mess with my MSN emoticons, which I stole entirely from Catherine.
But yeah, I'm still impressed with
it. Oh my god, that noob can't see what it is. So he just says the keys for it. Let's see what else we've got.
I'm still impressed with the PS3, but it doesn't stand anything up to my Xbox. I was talking to someone over the weekend, and I said, PS3, really good. If you've got spare money, buy one. But do not buy one unless you own an Xbox 360 first. Because...
360 first.
Yeah.
It's your primary machine.
Yeah. Well, put it this way. I will only buy it on the PS3 if it's on dual format, but PS3 gives me something that the Xbox doesn't, which is very unlikely. Or maybe just content difference. The game is only out on
PS3.
So the only other reason I've ever done something like that is controller, but to be honest, the Xbox 360 controller is amazing, so there's no reason why I would want it on that one. But the only other thing would be if a game came out that I would want to play online with someone who I knew, and say my mate Gary and my mate Scott were the only other two people I knew who were going to buy this game, I would be tempted to buy it on PS3 if they bought it on PS3.
Tell them to buy it on 360.
Well, they don't own a 360. But by that, I will own...
What kind of mates do you have?
One of them has a 360. But yeah, apart from that...
I'm your mate!
Yeah, but if it's
I've got a 360.
If it's a game that you wouldn't like, that's what I mean. If it's like one of those Japanese...
Well, I don't have time to play games anymore.
But
I managed to squeeze in a half hour of Black and White 2 the other day. And about 20 hours in World of Warcraft.
The only game that's coming out at the moment, which is out for release, that's on multiple format, which I probably am going to get on PS3, and that is Soul Calibur 4. And the only reason I'm getting it on PS3 is because I want to play as Darth Vader, not as Yoda. I'm going to the dark side.
That sucks, dude. Sucks. You play as bad guy.
Yeah.
Me and her like you. Play as Yoda. He's retarded.
I know, but then I can scare Sarah by playing it and wear my Darth Vader voice changer helmet while I'm doing it.
God.
She doesn't like me having... She won't let me take it out of the box because it scares the crap out of her.
What? Need to sneak it up here once, and then I'll go down there with it on and like just sort of tap on the window.
She might throw a dinner knife at you or something.
Oh, that'd be really funny. You should do that. Yeah, do it. Get a camcorder ready. Sneak the mask up to me. We'll arrange a time to go down. We'll just say I'm coming down with the mask now. I put it on and I just tap on the front window there.
Have some short, scary, angry Welsh laughs running at you with a kitchen knife.
Oh, really? I can run pretty fast myself.
Yeah. I stick my head out the window and seeing you go face first over a bonnet of a car because you can't see where you're going with the helmet on. And I must admit, it's not exactly the quickest helmet to get off, is it?
I can run pretty fast.
Because you had it on for the... So my old picture...
Oh, God, yeah, I couldn't get it off.
Yeah, my old picture on my phone was Paul wearing it, because if anybody's watched really old shows, the one where we did the Gamercast TV... the pre stuff where it was where we did advertisement for, you had
I had the Darth Vader mask on.
Yeah,
and then I couldn't get it off. I said help.
Oh, that was cool. But
Gamercast episode 11.
That was a good episode with the destruction of a PS2.
Yeah, that was mental.
The expanding phone.
It didn't destroy it, you stupid bugger. Let's destroy it by putting all this stuff in it, and you made it indestructible.
Yeah, the most indestructible thing.
The only thing I wish we had done is actually taken it into game when Matthew was working. Because, you know, that would have gone quite well. Although we probably all got the sack, but it was worth it. Well, it would have been worth it.
Okay then.
Yeah, good old days.
Well, I ain't got much else to say. I'm pretty good at the moment. Nothing much on the horizon that I'm majorly after, apart from what's all coming up in September.
Spore. So you're not getting Madden next month?
No.
Not an American football fan?
Nah.
You better get into it for our American listeners, dude. They need your review.
I'm an ice hockey fan. I like
ice hockey. What's that?
Ice hockey. Where you skate around the ice.
Hockey. That's a girl's game, isn't it?
No, man's game. Lose some teeth. Get a really heavy, high industrial rubber puck smacked in your face. Take out an ice socket.
No thanks.
It's great.
I'm fine as I am. Thank you.
Okay.
Sup noobs.
I'm done.
I'm just gonna say sup noobs in the noobs.
Right, and we shall see you.
Are we Sunday for next week?
We are Sunday.
That is the 12th. No, the 13th.
Yes, I'm doing hardcore session of WoW. Doing some boosting over the weekend.
Whoa, man, you're wowing.
Yeah, boosting.
What, next weekend?
Yeah.
Cure epic.
Boosting up my
nub.
Blood elf.
What? No. How dare you betray the guild? How dare you betray the alliance? How dare you? You've
got a bloody orc, haven't you?
Shut up.
You have an orc on PvP.
Shut up.
I have a blood elf in PvP.
You're expelled from the guild.
It's just for
No boosting. Longer will Dinadal help you level up. No longer will he take you through all these dungeons which you are too weak to do by yourself. He will take you through dungeons 10 levels higher than you by yourself so you get all the loot. But no, you chose to go to the dark side. You chose the side with those stupid blood elves. Adolf Hitler has a flipping blood elf who got banned.
You can boost my paladin as well if you want.
What, your dwarf paladin?
Well, you can boost my warlock.
What level is your warlock?
12.
Forget it, I'm not wasting my time in a dead mines.
Exactly, that's what I mean. My mate Gary goes in with his...
I can solo Karazhan, dude. I'm the most powerful character in all of the world.
Level 70 epic blood elf mage, but he's running two accounts simultaneously. So he's using that and a druid simultaneously, and he links the druid to me, so the druid follows me, and we run round as rogue and druid, and then he runs up and get... And
rogue and a druid. The next time I see a rogue and a druid in an arena match, I'm going to kill them.
Cool, it won't be me.
No, you're only level 5.
Right.
Let's actually finish this up.
Yes, because we'll be back next Sunday, and I'll be have bloodshot eyes from playing too much WoW.
Well, hey, join the club.
And we'll see you guys next week.